7:54. Well, we're now starting to get some dates for the first of the accused rioters to appear in court. Next week starts up, but more and more to come. Mark Benton is with us now, Executive Director of Legal Services Society, which runs BC's legal aid plan. Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
How many do you know, how many people might qualify for legal aid?
Well, we just don't know yet. In the scheme of things, we've read in the paper who's being charged. We're waiting to see who applies. But in this case, it's not at all clear to us that we're going to have even a majority of these individuals be eligible for legal aid. It's partly because our eligibility requirements are fairly tight, but largely because we don't know whether these people have been in the system before.
Now, do you do a means test to see if somebody qualifies? How does it work?
On every single person. We look both at their assets and their income. Basically, we're trying to determine whether they can afford to retain a lawyer on their own. And, of course, if they can, that's what we expect them to do. We do provide them with advice about what they need to do next and how to find a lawyer in that case. Otherwise, if they are eligible, they move into the legal aid program, in which we look at in terms of managing for dollars.
And how backed up are you at the moment?
Well, we're managing the volumes at the moment, but as you might imagine, as the economy has deteriorated in British Columbia, we have more and more people who need legal assistance and qualify for it. The real pressure for us has recently been on the family side. So the prospect of additional riot charges, additional demand for criminal legal aid, puts a real strain on us.
Does it matter whether we're talking adults who are charged or potentially young offenders or suspected young offenders?
It does, and because the federal legislation requires representation for young people, they're virtually guaranteed representation. A judge has to make sure they have representation if they need it, and that happens in virtually every case. So again, one of the factors here is if there's a lot of youth in that mix of people charged, we're going to have a higher legal aid demand.
Well, you could potentially here could be swamped. I mean, if they go ahead with hundreds of, they say they've got, 700 suspects, if they go ahead with many more charges, your legal aid system could be swamped, couldn't it?
And we're watching that on almost a daily basis at this stage and trying to craft what we're going to need this year, what we're going to need next year. In fact, I'm meeting with my board of directors on Friday this week, and that's going to be one of the topics.
How many legal aid lawyers are there?
Well, right now, we still have about 960. That's about their private lawyers who take cases from around the province. That's about half of what it was 12 years ago,
yeah.
Partly it's because of the state of legal aid and the amount that we pay. What we're grateful for, though, is that we still have a very experienced cadre of lawyers taking these cases who, frankly, get settlements without going to trial in more than 4 cases out of 5. So it's good in terms of the efficiency of the system.
Right. Appreciate your time. Thank you, Mark Benton, who is the Executive Director of Legal Services Society, the people who run the BC Legal Aid Plan. Mr. Good has your news in 2 minutes.